always during the summer, there's always questions of minchas, and you go, people go on trips and camps and this and that. So I saw it and going into the summer, try to do a shaila about mincha and going on trips and stuff like this. Someone once came to observe us and asked him the following question. He said he was on a bus back from Eiron on Lag BaOmer back to Yerushalayim, and some of the passengers asked that, you know, it's a almost four hour trip, a little less than 4 hours, whatever, depending how fast the Eged bus goes. And what happened was, is that some of the passengers asked the driver to be able to take a rest stop, take a break. They're very tired. They wanted to stretch their feet. They wanted to get some Doritos, whatever it is. And the driver said, no problem, I'm a little tired also, and they got off the bus. It actually happened to be that some people on the bus also didn't want, and they wanted to be able to get back to Yerushalayim. So suddenly, after a 15-20 minute stop off, everyone's about to get on, and like nine Jews outside decided, you know, it's in the middle of the afternoon, let's daven mincha. It happened to be they only had nine. They went back onto the bus, and they needed a 10th guy to be able to get back on. So now this 10th man, he's torn between in two ways. He knows that there are people who want to get back to Yerushalayim, because at the end of the day, there's going to be time to be able to daven mincha once they get back to Yerushalayim. But there are these nine Jews who want to be able to daven mincha now. So which one should he do? Should he get on the bus? Should he get off the bus? He comes to Rav Zilberstein now, asking his Rebbe what he should do. So Rav Zilberstein said, for three reasons a person should not complete their minyan, and he should be able to get back on the bus, for three reasons. He said the first reason is because the Shulchan Aruch brings down an Orach Chaim in Siman Sadi Siftes, Yishtadel Adam L'Spalel B'Beis HaKnesses Im HaTzibur. A person should make his biggest effort, his best effort, to be able to daven with the Tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Shul. But Im Nenas, if something happens, it's not able to, V'lo Spalel B'Shal She'Spalel HaTzibur, and he's not able to daven at the time that the Tzibur is davening, V'hum Yispalel B'Yachid, and he's davening B'Yachidus, Afal Piken Yispalel Beis HaKnesses. He said, if a person, people think that, well, once you daven b'chidus, you don't have to go daven in shul. No. Even if you're going to miss the time, even if you're going to miss the time, there's still a big Indian people to daven. There's still a big Indian people to daven mamish in the shul. And the Mishnah Brewer adds on in Sif Katan Sif Chazayin, Shafilam Yeshua Asar Babeso, Yishtadu Lavo L'Spal Beis Knesses. Even if you have a house meeting of 10 people, you should still be able to do your biggest effort, be able to make sure daven in the shul, because they have a kedushas beis hamikdash, they have kedushas beis haknesses, which is a mikdash ma'ad and has the kedusha of a very special place, and therefore a person should be able to. The first reason you should go back on and daven once you get back to your shulam, because if it's better to daven in a shul than being davening on the road. The second reason why I was overseen told this guy to be able to get back on the bus, he said, we know that the Shulchan Aruch also says in Tzipei she'osur laspal b'malkom paris. You know from different Gemaras and everything we've shown him that it's usher to be able to daven in an open place. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch explains is that when there's an open place in the middle of a parking lot or middle of a gas station or middle of a 7-Eleven, what always happens? You're looking over your right shoulder, you're looking at the cars pass by, you're looking at the gas station attendant, it's very hard to be able to pay attention. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down over here in Siman Sadi Sifhei that a person shouldn't daven in an open place. Oh, you're going to tell me maybe the gas station has a closed off area. Okay, so maybe that reason wouldn't apply. But these guys right now are davening outside by the gas station, and that this would be exactly the second reason why Rav Zilberstein would say don't daven there, be able to get back on the bus. The third reason, which is really the lengthiest reason that he says at the end of the day, there's people on the bus who are waiting to get home. We don't know what's going on in their lives, babysitters, simchas, whatever it is. It's Gezel Zman, and we know Gezel Zman is a very bad isser. And he even brings down from the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tavshin Ayin Beis the following. He said there was once this Ga'echad Hayechote Mechaver Barosh Hashanah. He says there was once a Jew who stole a sitter on Rosh Hashanah to be able to daven for. And what happened? Amarlo Zakin Echad, an elderly person said to him, Ubotseya Barach Niatz Hashem. The pasuk says in Tehillim. You know what he said? When a greeting man says a blessing, he scorns Hashem. When a greeting man says a bracha, Hashem doesn't like it. Hashem doesn't like what he did. That he took a sitter away, to go steal. You're doing opposite things. You're doing opposite things. We know part of davening is ain't avera. You're not allowed to do an avera to be able to do a mitzvah, right? So at the end of the day, these guys have good intentions, but there's people, you're taking away time, you're taking people's time away from being able to get back to Yerushalayim. So at the end of the day, and Rav Zilberstein even goes on further and says that there's a whole machlokas, whether even if
your by Gezel's man, even the tefillos would even be accepted. At the end of the day, Rav Zurbuchen said three reasons why a person, this tenth person, should be able to get back on the bus, whether it be the reason of davening a shul, tremendous thing of davening in a shul. Second reason of not davening in an open place from the Shulchan Aruch, says that a person should daven in an open place because you have more kavana. And the third reason, because of Gezel's mind. So, Bezdo Shem Yisbarach, wherever we go, whether we're on trips or this and that, always try to be our best to be able to daven with a minin, or at least daven in a shul, or if we're gonna be on one of these mincha trips on going on Route 17 or in Israel, whatever it is, to be able to try to daven in an enclosed area, be able to have the most kavana possible. Bezdo Shem, and all its fields should be miscalibled.